You're listening to the Luddite Lounge, where we're serving up news, views, and how-tos for the digital world we've all come to depend on, whether we like it or not. Hey there, glad you can join me today in the Luddite Lounge. I'm Elizabeth Crisfalusi, publisher of the Tech for Luddites blog, and Chief Luddite. This is episode 15 of The Lounge, and today's episode is another edition of our 5-5 Tech segment, where I'll be discussing five topics in 5 minutes. You can find show notes with related links at ludditelounge.com/episode15. Let's get started. Number one. It's hard to believe, but June 2016 has almost come to an end, which in turn means that Blogathon 2016 has also almost come to an end, and I'm pleased to report that I'm on track to meet my goal of publishing a new post every day this month. I'm also very happy that I've posted some articles that I've been wanting to for quite some time, like the ones about how to use ExpressVPN to access TV shows and movies from other countries, and how to change the default programs for opening files in Windows 10. I was also able to update some of my most popular posts, including the ones about having different headers on different pages in Microsoft Word, and extending your internet connection to strengthen the signal around your house or office. But it wasn't all sunshine and unicorns. My first attempt at doing a live stream Q&A with Facebook Live was less than successful, shall we say, and I didn't get any new video tutorials done, which had been one of my goals. I also didn't receive as many reader tips as I had been hoping for, even with a super awesome contest prize available. So I'll have to rethink how I do this, or if I'll continue to do it at all. But overall, I'm pretty pleased with the way the blogathon went this year, especially since I was doing it without my group of fellow bloggers to help me with the motivation. I hope you've enjoyed it as well. You can find a full list of the posts from the event at techforluddites.com/blogathon-2016. Number two. Speaking of contests that didn't go too well, I hosted my first ever Amazon giveaway on the first day of summer. The prize was an inflatable swimming pool, which I own and love, and I was giving away three of them. My goal was to give my readers, listeners, and followers a chance to participate in something fun that was quick and easy. Unfortunately, it was a little too quick and easy, and once it was set up, somehow people all over the interwebs found out about it, and the prizes were all claimed within an hour. So I am in the process of thinking up another contest that you can enter and have a better chance of seeing before it's over. If you're interested in being alerted when the contest goes live, go to the show notes and enter your email address in the form there. Number three. As of tomorrow, June 29th, you'll only have 1 month left to upgrade your Windows 7, 8, or 8.1 PC to Windows 10 for free. After that, the price is expected to go up to $119 for the home version and $199.99 for Pro. Now, a lot of people in my personal life have asked me whether they should upgrade. And my answer is, if you have Windows 8 or 8.1, you should definitely upgrade because Windows 10 is a better operating system. If you have Windows 7 and are planning to buy a new computer within the next year, then I don't think you do need to upgrade, since the new computer will come with Windows 10. But if you're not planning to buy a new PC in that time period, I would recommend upgrading because Windows 10 is starting to become the standard, and you'd be better off learning how it works sooner rather than later. You can find links to learn more about Windows 10 and the upgrade process in the show notes. Number four. Have you ever read something someone posted on Facebook and just wanted to scream at them? Well, now you can. The ability to add still photos to Facebook comments has been around for quite a while, but now you can also add videos. Unfortunately, they didn't make it as obvious as they could have, because you click the same camera icon to upload both photos and videos. So, next time someone posts something you can't properly respond to with just words, turn on your webcam or phone cam and let your friend know exactly what you think about it. Just remember, though, once it's posted on the interwebs, you may never be able to take it back. And finally, number five. If you're looking to get a new cell phone, Gazelle currently has a sale on certified pre-owned Samsung Galaxy S4 and S5 models. Gazelle is a company that buys and sells pre-owned cell phones, tablets, and Mac computers. For this particular sale, the Galaxy S4 smartphones start at $138 and the Galaxy S5s start at $178, depending on the carrier they work with and the cosmetic condition they're in, which you can choose between fair, good, or excellent. But all the phones have been certified by Gazelle with a 30-point quality inspection, and they all come with a 30-day return policy. And that's it for this episode of the Luddite Lounge. Again, you can find the show notes at LudditeLounge.com/episode15. Thanks for listening. Until next time.
Theme music for the Luddite Lounge is by Mark Blasco at podcastthemes.com.